A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kesubas Chaf Beis, Kesubas 22a, pagination is 43, starting from about 20 lines down on the page, Masnisin Einu Mishnah. In a previous Mishnah, we discussed how a person can make a statement and then attempt a reversal on that statement, such as a person says, Chasimas Yodi, it is indeed my signature in the shtar, in the document. But Anusim Hayinu, we were under duress. A person was threatening us and forcing us to sign. According to his initial statement that it is my signature, that would validate the document. And we would impose whatever loan information is resulting from that testimony that's in the shtar. However, when he says, Anusim Hayinu, we were forced to sign. So suddenly everything gets reversed if we indeed accept his statement. Likewise, this is a global question. Can a person reverse whatever the initial assumption or the initial statement is? Can that be reversed? And even if it's in place for a period of time, can a person give an amasla, an excuse or an explanation as to why we thought that way before, but it's really not true, and try to reestablish the ruling? The Mishnah says, Ha'isha sha'amra, a woman says, Eishes ish ha'yisi ugurusha ani. I was a married woman, but now I am divorced. Ne'emenes. In that case, she's believed. Shehapesha osa ruapesha hiter. Because the same mouth that caused the prohibition is also causing it to be permitted. She's saying, I was a married woman, but now I am divorced. That's going to be in one breath and will make its impact exactly as she wants. Vim yesh eitim sha'isa eishas ish. But if there were witnesses that she was a married woman, and we don't know anything about the divorce, and she has no proof to that effect, v'hi omeres grusha ani, and she says, now I'm divorced, eina ne'emenes, that's not believed. She would need to bring some sort of proof, either with people who knew that she was divorced, or with some sort of documentation that proves that she's divorced. So this is a basic, simple case where she's going to say in one breath, I was married, but now I'm divorced. Let's move on to a more sophisticated case with a story. So we are counting up from the wide lines, about six lines. Right after the first word, liyavam, we begin. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Ha'isha sha'omra ishas ish ani, a woman says, I am a married woman. V'chazer v'omra, and then at a later date, some point out it has to be within 30 days of the initial statement, but at a later date she says, chazer v'omra penuya ani, really, I'm not married. Ne'emenes, she's believed, asks the Gemara, v'ashav yelenafsha chaticha de isura. She made an impact over here. She claims she's a married woman. In her mind, in her decision, in her belief system, and we're going to believe her, she's a married woman. She needs to get divorced from somebody. How could she just claim that she is not married? Never was. Amarava barav huna kigon shenosna amasla ledivareha. It's talking in a case where she has an explanation as to why she was saying she was married, and the truth is what she's now revealing to us, that she never was married. Drop down to the first wide line, Umaisa Nami, we have such a story, Bi'isha Achas Gedola, there was a woman, Shaisa Gedola Benoi, she was significantly beautiful, V'kaftzu Aleo B'nei Adam Lekatsha, and different people were trying very hard to be mekadesh her. Va'amra lahem, and she told them, Mikudeshes ani, I'm already married. Liyamim, after a period of time, a number of days, Amda v'kitches atzma, she took initiative with a different suitor and did the kiddushin. Amru lo chachamim, the sages saw that something's up over here. Presumably they saw she's a respectable person, and they're trying to figure out what happened. Ma ra'isa, what did you see Lasos came to do what you did? Obviously, we need to hear her answer very carefully. Amra lohem, she answered, b'tchila sheba'u alay anashim she'enom mehuganim, originally people who were not worthy were all busy with me, trying to get me to be mikudeshes to them. Amarti mikudeshes ani, I wanted to get them off my back. So I said, I'm mikudeshes already, I'm a married lady. Achshav sheba'u alay anashim mehuganim, now that I started getting a choice, I started meeting people that are worthy. Amadti v'kidashti esatzmi, I chose a proper husband, and I did the kiddushin with him. V'zu halacha he'lo ravacha sarabira l'fnei chachamim be'usha, and indeed, this is the ruling that was brought. Imnosna amaslo l'dvarecho ne'emenes, if she can give a good explanation for her words, for her behavior, for her words that she said, I was a married woman, she'll be believed. And that's this concept of explanations and amasla. This has far-reaching ramifications. The Gemara introduces a case regarding the laws of Nida. Bo'omine Shmuel Meirav. Shmuel asked the following question from Rav. They were both Rosh Yeshiva in Bavel. And according to what Tosfos brings on Amud Beis, this was a practical shaila that Shmuel had, that his wife told him, I am Temeya, I'm a Nida, I can't be with you. And then, later on, without time for her to go to mikveh in between, she says, really I'm Tahora, but she had an explanation that she did not feel well and was not able to deal with relations, and that's why she said that, just to push him off. So again, it's presented in our Gemara simply as a question, but Tosfos is bringing from the Yerushalmi that it actually was a practical event in the life of Shmuel, and he was asking the great Rosh Yeshiva of Bavel how he should proceed. Bo'amine Shmuel Meirav, he asked the following question. Omra, she said, Temeya ani, I am Tomei. V'chazra v'omar tahora ani, and then she says, I am Tahor, Mahu. And presumably it was not Toch Kidei Dibur, it wasn't in one breath, or with any explanation in one breath as to why she's saying what she's saying. It's clearly established that she was a Nida, and then she comes back with a whole different story. Omale, Rav responded, Afpazu, this is also the same type of rule as the rule of a woman who said, I am an Eshes Ish, a married woman, and later says, I'm free and available. If she has an explanation, in halacha we refer to typically two possible explanations, one that she didn't have strength, or the other, if it's clear that there was a significant fight between them, and that was her breather method, not to be with him, but it's clear that this is what happened, that would be an amasla, that would be an explanation. Ne'emenes, she would be believed. The Gemara says, Tanamine arba in zimnin, Shmuel learnt it from him 40 times, which presumably means that he analyzed the different angles of this ruling. He considered it a significant new ruling, and he analyzed it from all angles, and he reviewed it properly 40 times. Va'afilu hachi, nevertheless, Lo avad Shmuel uvda benafshei, Shmuel did not observe this leniency himself. He, I guess we could refer to it, he wasn't comfortable, even though Rav ruled like that. Rashi says, Pirish hemeno ad shetavla, and he did not have relations with his wife until she went to mikveh, because that was her claim. And that's a big lesson, that this is dangerous footing. Much better to say the truth. I don't have strength, or not now, we just had an argument, it's not proper. There has to be an endearment in order to have proper relations. But to say nida, and certainly to do anything that indicates nida status, could have very serious ramifications. And in fact, not always will an amasla work. We thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.